Hi everyone, I'm Heidi Rogers, and this is Tell the Others. I wanted to create a place for meaningful conversation, life lessons, and parenting hacks. Sometimes I chat to interesting people, sometimes I answer questions about parenting or life stuff, and sometimes I just rant. These episodes are filled with stories and insights that made me say, ugh, I just have to tell the others. So let's dive in to hear what we can learn today. So this is basically for anyone that's trying to figure out if you should do one of my parenting programs or if you should see me one-on-one in the clinic. And the way that I sort of answer that question is basically, how quickly do you need help? How quickly do you want things to change? If you want things to take their time and you're not really in a rush, then seeing me in the clinic is fine. If you want to get things happening fast and you want to improve the situation in your home, like your kids aren't listening or you're fighting all the time or you're yelling all the time or they're punching each other or it's just like a horrendous environment in your house and you're just really feeling like you want that to change, then I would say do the parenting program, because the parenting program just goes so much quicker and you get so much more information into you in a shorter amount of time. The frustration I used to have with working with people one-on-one in the clinic is precisely why I built the program. The limitations, I guess, with one-on-one work is time, diaries, you know, scheduling kind of conflicts. And it just drove me nuts. I would find myself, you know, meeting with parents, even when I was meeting with them weekly or fortnightly, which is quite a lot for, you know, frequency purposes, I would still be so frustrated because I found the hour went too quickly. You know, they talk, I want to teach them things. I want to explain the philosophy or the research as to why I'm teaching you what I'm teaching you. Then I teach you the strategy, you ask questions, and we kind of go back and forth. And it was just like, it's too much that I want to do in that amount of time. And it just wasn't enough time. And so then when you add on top of that, if I'm working with two parents, juggling their schedule, my schedule, I'm a lot more limited with the times that I can offer. They're all, you know, they're all within business hours. I don't work after 5. So it was just like, so frustrating to try to find a time that suited all of us. And then to maximize the time as much as possible, I was finding that there was like a foundational kind of 4 hours of information that I wanted to communicate to people. And it would take us ages to get through. I mean, if I'm seeing you fortnightly, for me to get through those first 4 hours of, you know, understanding and knowledge, I guess, or content, that's 4 sessions, right? Well, 4 sessions plus, if you talk and I talk, you know, it's only 4 hours if I'm just talking straight, right? So with that kind of dragging it out, you're looking at then a month, 2 months, 2.5, 3 months for me to get through 4 hours of information to you, right? And it was just driving me crazy. I was just finding myself so frustrated at how long things would take. And, you know, parents are emailing me in these dire situations or, you know, their kids are talking about self-harm or their kids are nonstop punching each other. Their kids are saying, I hate you. Or the parents are crying all the time at how frustrated they are with how their parenting is sort of unfolding. And I just sort of wanted to inject help quickly into these families. And one-on-one work just doesn't, it's just not the right model if you want to get help fast, you know? So that's why I built the program. The other reason why I built the program is because I found myself saying the same thing over and over and over again. I know that families like to believe that their problem is unique, but it just isn't. Like, it's like anything in life. If you're an engineer, an accountant, an obstetrician, a builder, it's pretty much the same things that you see over and over and over again. And most problems come down to like the basic 4 or 5 different reasons. And it's sort of there's a bit of a formula. There's a bit of a science. And after doing this for almost 20 years, that's what I've worked out, is that there's kind of the common issues and the common reasons that families get into trouble. Kids aren't listening, why parents are yelling more. And when I found myself repeating the same things over and over again, I was like, God, I really should just record the same stuff that I say over and over and over again, and then just send those audio files to parents to understand, you know, why your kid is hitting or what to do when your kids are fighting or how to not yell, how to regulate yourself and how to stay calm for you as a parent. And so I initially started doing that, making little voice memos in my phone, that were anywhere from 20 to 45 minutes and then sending those to clients and saying, hey, just listen to this before our next session. And the more I was doing that, I was like, this is silly. I should be doing this in a more organized fashion that sort of is more streamlined and just organized so that people could just listen to the voice memos in between sessions. And long story short, that's how my first parenting program got built, was essentially taking the things that I say over and over again and recording them and making slides and, you know, sort of visual stuff to go with it. And the thing that blew me away when I started kind of putting parents into the program and saying, look, I know you want to work with me one-on-one, but really, I think the program will be way better for you. And parents who were, you know, kind enough to trust me with that and then doing the program, what blew me away is how fast stuff started to happen. And that got me really excited. But then what also really shifted was people were actually implementing, executing, you know, actually doing the stuff that I talked about and the things that I taught them, they were actually doing when I added in two little touch points. So what I started doing was saying to parents, hey, let's talk twice a week on the phone for like 10 minutes and just touch base and see how things are going. And we did that on Monday nights and Wednesday afternoons. And that eventually has evolved into the Q&A calls. And the calls are like this magic sort of secret sauce that makes the whole thing work, because that's where people are able to ask their unique questions, right? So when people are listening to the content, that's like the strategy, the philosophy, the tools, the why, the how, like all of that sort of detailed instruction, I guess you could say. And when people listen to that in their own time, when it's convenient to them, if that's washing dishes, on their way to work, while they're exercising, you can watch the slides and sit down and watch it if you're more of a visual learner. And there's also then the option to just listen as well on, it's like a podcast sort of style, it's through an app. And yeah, when people started kind of going through it like that, like consuming the content, so they're like, oh, okay, so this is why, okay. And if you've done any of my webinars, it's essentially like that. Like it's just listening to me run a webinar or watch it, you know, if you want to watch the slides and stuff. So you're getting all the like knowledge, tools. Okay, do this, don't do that, blah, blah, blah. You get all that stuff. And then when you get stuck, you have twice a week where you get to touch base with me and go, okay, so we were trying the, you know, the MOVES acronym of mirror, validate, empathize. We're trying that. And when I did it, he screamed in my face, I hate you, and ran away. What do I do? And so then on those calls, because one, they're twice a week, so you can most likely, you can make one of them. And I mean, come on, at a Monday night at 8 p.m., everyone can make that. If I opened up a Monday night, 8 p.m. slot of sessions at the clinic, they would sell out in a second, because that's such a coveted time because everyone's off work and people are at home. And anyway, so those two times are so convenient with Wednesday afternoons and then Monday nights that you can actually, you know, you and your partner get the time to, you know, be there and be present for the calls and to ask your specific question. Then you ask your specific question, you get me to pick it apart and help you understand what's going on. I often have colleagues of mine, friends of mine that are also therapists or clinicians to be on the calls. And we sort of will sort of podcast style, you know, debate stuff and talk about things and pick it apart. So then you're getting another professional's opinion on the call sometimes, which is cool. But that's essentially how you get your unique stuff answered, is those calls. And a lot of times too, parents will say to me, they'll shoot me an email and go, hey, I think this is probably a really quick answer. I don't know if I need to book in a whole hour to see you. And also an hour session isn't cheap either. So if I just need a 10-minute question, you know, do I really need to book in a whole thing? And that was another thing I found that I started doing as I was, you know, making these voice memos for people that were like 30 minutes long, or I was calling people back and spending 30 minutes or 15 minutes on the phone, and that just adds up, you know? And so when I started pouring people into the calls and saying, hey, I'm kind of grouping you all together. If you have a 10 minute, a 15 minute question, whatever, just jump on the call. And maybe you're the only person on and I can spend a whole hour talking to you. Maybe it's you and another person and I can split the time. Maybe it's you and four other people, whatever. But a lot of times people don't realize how long their question needs to be answered. Sometimes emails come through and I'm like, oh, that's easy. That'll take me 5 minutes to explain the answer to that. And then sometimes I'm like, whew, that's a doozy. That's a big question. I need 40 minutes. But the point is, sometimes you don't need a full hour. Sometimes just a 10-minute spiel that I can explain something to you or help you translate your kid's behavior is all you need. And it makes no sense for you to come and see me for a full hour or wait 4 weeks for my diary to have a cancellation spot pop up and then pay the whole, you know, amount to see me for a whole hour when all you need is a 10-minute quick chat or to run something past me. You know, like, I'm not sure if I want to send my son to an all boys school or a co-ed school. What do you think? What does the research say? And, you know, that doesn't need to be an hour discussion. We could talk about that easily in 10 minutes. So anyway, so that's where the Q&A calls came from. And then the thing that blew my mind was when I started to do this, like formally, and I opened up the program. So people were getting the content through the videos or the audio, however you want to consume it. Plus doing the Q&A calls, it was like dynamite, like the amount of transformation that families were having in such a short amount of time absolutely blew me away. And it made me kind of want to pull away from one-on-one clinic work because it was just so much more effective and it was more cost-effective as well. So it was saving people lots of money by consuming all of like the stuff I would say anyway to them in the clinic, saving them heaps of money and not paying for private one-on-one sessions. And then also it was more convenient. So people are able to listen to the stuff when it suits them, you know, when they're washing dishes or driving or exercising. And then it also enabled both parents to be on the same page. And that is such a thing I hear parents talk about all the time is we're just on a different page and we don't parent the same way, whatever. To get both parents off of work and into the clinic and into my room to sit and talk about this stuff is really hard, especially for the parent that's like, no, you're crazy. This, you know, how I parent is fine, even though the kid's, you know, like rocking in the corner crying. For that parent who thinks like the way I'm parenting is fine, it's really hard to convince them to take time off of work and to come and see me, you know, especially around my schedule. If I only have a, you know, Wednesday at 10 a.m. or a, you know, Tuesday at 2 p.m. spot, it's hard to convince them to drive out of work, come see me, blah, blah, blah. So the kind of consuming it in this way of watching the videos or listening to them is a lot more appealing to some people who are really busy and don't think they need it. The other thing that I found really cool about the program is a lot of times when I encounter parents who are a little bit narcissistic or a little bit like my kid's the issue, my kid has all the problems, I'm perfect, I'm doing nothing wrong. My kid just needs to stop being anxious or needs to work on their anger. It has nothing to do with me. Those kind of parents, when I would sit opposite them in the clinic and I would try to gain some level of like, do you have any reflection here? Do you have any insight? Do you have any remote possibility that you might be contributing to this at all, or that you have some sort of power that you could help shift things? Those parents, the like resistant ones who were sort of like, it's not me, it's my kid. When I would sit opposite them, it was really hard to kind of say brutal truths to them or tell them harsh research or to say, you know, what we know from research is basically strict parenting or spanking or yelling or hitting or whatever is quite damaging. It was hard to say that to them because I could see them be really shame avoidant, not coping well with any kind of remote criticism, even if I was super, super gentle. It was like they would either shut me down, storm out, or just want to fight sort of verbally and argue with me the whole time. And that was just like not getting me anywhere. So then when I started putting some of those parents on to listening to my little recordings, that's when stuff also started to shift for them. Because what happened was when they weren't sitting opposite me and not sort of feeling like I was saying you're being a bad parent, that's not what I was saying, of course. But when someone's telling you like what the research shows or that actually isn't the best way or that can hurt their kid, you know, that can hurt your kid's feelings, when they're sitting opposite you being told that, if shame is really hard for them and they start to feel like, oh, so you're saying I'm a bad dad, or, you know, you're saying I'm a bad parent, they just start to tune out and they don't listen and they don't take anything on board. But if they're listening to a generic, you know, audio recording about strict parenting or what the research says about yelling or hitting, it's less confrontational. And so their brain can like stay open to learn. Their brain can stay open to like receive the information because they're not in that really defensive walls up. She doesn't know me. She doesn't know what she's talking about kind of defensive stance. because it's a generic audio recording that I give to everyone, you know? And that was another shift, was because working with those kind of resistant parents is obviously tricky. And when I started to get those parents to listen to the recordings, they would then be coming back to me going, saying things like, wow, man, I just never realized how I was contributing to the dynamic. I never realized that I was making my son's anxiety worse when I would yell at him. I didn't realize I was making my daughter's ragey meltdowns 10 times worse when I would respond that way. God, that was so like eye-opening. And that's when I was like, again, oh, the program so much better than one-on-one sessions, because parents that are kind of going to be confronted with, hey, you're doing it not the best way, they were able to like take it on board and they were able to hear it. So that was another thing that made me go, oh, the program is so much better than one-on-one. The other thing, and probably the most important thing, is the ability to listen to the content again and again and again is what helps you learn it. If we have a one-on-one session, we're not recording it. We're just talking and we're, you know, shooting the breeze about what's happened and we're troubleshooting and whatever. But to take in all the stuff that I'm teaching you, which is new for a lot of us, because most of us weren't raised, you know, in the ways that I teach and stuff. Oh man, how can you process everything I'm saying, file it away in your brain, retain it, remember it, then when you need it, bust it out again and actually implement it? That's impossible. And that's just asking so much of your brain to do that, especially when it's something that's new, that is new concepts and new methods, you know, that I'm teaching you. And so that has been another key thing of why I've just prefer the program so much more to one-on-one sessions for people, because you can listen to it again. So if we're talking about how do I help my kid manage their anxiety? How do I manage my anger? How do I manage emotions? How do I teach my kids about emotions? How do I teach my kids about body safety so that I don't have to worry about them getting abused by peers or, you know, creepy coach one day? All of that stuff, if it's recorded, you can listen to it again and again. Or if there's a, say, specifically, you know, content heavy topic that I'm trying to explain something to you, you can listen to 10 minutes of it and then go, okay, that kind of made sense. I'm going to listen to that again so I can really get my head around it. Okay. And then you listen to it again and you're like, I got it. Like the anger module, for example, do you know how many parents have told me that they've listened to that 3 or 4 times just to get their head around it and just to actually grasp it and understand it? And the anger module is like 3 hours long. So like, do you see what I'm saying? If you really want to learn this stuff, you can't expect your brain to take it in the first hit and retain it and then utilize it and implement it, you know? And all of the parents that are like, oh, I'm not really course people. I don't really like learning that way. I'd rather see you one-on-one. I feel like, oh, it's so frustrating for me, because I'm like, that's not what you need. You need help fast. You need to inject these strategies into your brain quickly. I'm concerned about what's happening for your kid. Why do you want to drag this out for 4 or 6 months or a year by having us do one-on-one sessions? And in a one-on-one session, you're not even going to fully be able to retain all the things I'm saying. You're going to be paying, you know, twice as much if you do that for a one-on-one session than if you just do the program. It just makes no sense to me. And I find it so exciting when parents just go, okay, I'll do the program. I'm not really pumped on having to watch videos or listen to them, but I trust you. And if you say that you think that's better and I'm going to get more out of it and that doing the calls is going to be better for me, I'll do it. I'm so pumped when they just like trust me and do it, because what always happens is they end up coming back to me 4 weeks later going, oh my God, you've changed our family. This has changed our life. This has changed our marriage. This has just been so phenomenal. Thank you so much. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, thank you for trusting me and just doing it rather than, you know, insisting on wanting to do one-on-one sessions, because that family after 4 weeks, who's some people who are really ambitious and plow through the content can get through it in that time. Most people, I would say it's about 12 weeks, 10 to 12 weeks that it takes them to get through everything. But then it's like, they're done and they know everything that I would teach them over probably a year of one-on-one courses or one-on-one sessions. But you can get the information into your brain so much faster. And because you're checking in with me once or twice a week on the Q&A calls means that you're actually implementing and executing. And that's what parents always complain to me about is I read the books, I watched the YouTube video, or I did this webinar, and then I'm actually not doing anything with that information. And their brains are just full of cute anecdotes and tips and strategies, but they're not actually doing anything with it. And that's what I want you to do. It's useless information otherwise. I want you to actually be implementing it and changing how you parent. That's not going to happen if you meet with me once a month or once a fortnight. There's just not enough time and there's not enough accountability. Like, that's the key part of the Q&A calls is you have that accountability and you get this momentum when you're doing the program that you're listening to the content. You have me in your head all the time. And parents tell me that they're like, and then the moment happened and I thought, what would Heidi say in this moment I should do? And I knew what to do. And then there was a piece of it that I wasn't sure on. So I called you on Wednesday to the call and I asked and you said, da, da, da. And I did that. And then that weekend was awesome because I tweaked it, that little bit of what you said to do. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it just is so much more effective. It's cheaper. It's quicker. It's just, oh, it's such a smarter way to go. And I think the final thing that I would say is what people have loved about it is the fact that they've been able to use the content later when their kids are different ages. So they might have listened to it when their kids were 10, but then they revisited it when their kids were 14 because there's, you know, obviously different age group, different issues, different lens that you're kind of seeing things, and the problems that you have at 10 and 14 and 2 and 20 are kind of different. And so when you listen to the program with a different age group in mind, you'll pick up different things. And parents have said that was one of their favorite things about it was that it still served, you know, like there still was benefit that they got from it years later of listening to it again and again, because with kids going through different stuff, they were able to take away different, you know, information and take different things out of it. And that was a really cool byproduct that I had not thought of when I recorded it, was that this is something people can have, you know, for life and they can listen to for ages. The other part of it that is really kind of cool is the community aspect and the not feeling alone. Like so many parents have told me when they listen to the Q&A call, even though it's not them maybe that we're talking about, it's not their question that's being discussed or listening to someone else's. Because childhood parenting, all of this stuff is so universal, parents will tell me, I just listen to the calls to just listen. And I don't even have a question of my own that's being asked, but I got so much out of Monday night's call, just hearing other people's problems and hearing how you handled it and what you said to do or not do. It was so cool because I felt less like a failure. I felt less alone. I felt less like, I don't know, I'm screwing them up. Like when you hear what other people are going through, you're like, oh, I do that too. Or some parents of younger kids have said, I love listening to the calls where parents talk about adolescent problems because it kind of tips me off as to like what's coming and what I need to prepare for and how I can sort of parent my kids in a way now when they're 5 and 7 or 7 and 9, so that when we get to 12 and 14 or 16 and 18, I'm sort of sowing the seeds now so that those older age groups, I'll know how to handle it and I'll know what to do because I've been sort of rolling that way all along. And a lot of parents have said too, that the adolescent years seem a lot less scary to me because I feel more equipped now because of listening to, you know, parents of 15-year-olds talk about, you know, I found an empty vodka bottle in their room. What do I do? That sort of stuff doesn't scare them as much because they've heard the answer to that kind of thing. You know, even though their kids are 7, they're still remembering what I said about it, you know? And then the Facebook group is a great place too, for people to kind of feel community and to just see other people's questions. And I post some articles and things like that in there that are like-minded. And I also use the Facebook group in between calls. If someone has a question, you know, in between when we do the calls, like, you know, so like a Thursday to a Sunday, and I'll either answer them in there or save it till the Q&A. But sometimes other people will chime in too with, you know, they've had a similar experience or whatever, and this is how they handled it. So yeah, that's sort of why I think the program is so much better than one-on-one stuff. It's just quicker. It's cheaper. You have more of a community. You get to learn more from others. You know, the power of group learning is a thing. And when you listen to other people's problems, you can kind of hear stuff that's different because you're not emotionally connected because it's not your experience and your story. So you can listen in a sort of unbiased kind of way. And then just the efficiency of just being able to consume all the content and learn all the strategies and stuff. You know, the thing I will say though, that will separate people from having success and not is just time and commitment, but that's like anything. If you want, you know, a six pack abs, you don't just get that by eating salad. Like you get that from eating healthy, exercising, doing crunches, running, doing cardio. Like you have to do a whole lot of things. It's not just do 20 sit-ups a day and you'll have six pack, right? It's time. And that's anything. If you want to have a, you know, kick-ass stock portfolio, if you want to have a really beautifully designed or decorated house, if you want to have a nice garden, if you want to have a thriving business, anything that is meaningful and amazing requires time. And raising awesome kids who are well, you know, balanced and mentally stable and emotionally regulated kids like that grow up into adults. If you want that, that's going to take time. It's no different than anything else. If you want to be awesome at something, you have to practice. If you want to be awesome at something, you have to devote time to it. So you can't just show up, you know, in the clinic and we talk for an hour and then poof, everything is magic. It doesn't work like that. You know that. You've learned this in other parts of your life. But the thing that baffles me a lot is that parents seem to think for some reason that parenting is different, or raising cool humans that have high self-esteem and lots of confidence, that's just like a temperament trait, or like some kids just come out like that. No, it's all skills. It's all stuff that you can learn. You know, kids who want to spend when they're 30 and they want to spend Christmas with their parents or Hanukkah or holidays with their family, and they don't have to because they're an adult. Like, don't you want to have kids that want to hang out with you? Like, why did you have them if you don't want to hang out with them? If you want to have kids that want to spend time with you when they are old enough to the age that they don't have to, then you got to learn some stuff. And it's not necessarily skills that you're missing. It's a lot of people are missing what to prioritize. And when they get into a conflict moment or kids not listening, or they feel like they need to give discipline or consequences, parents kind of forget what they need to prioritize, and they start to prioritize punishment, and they start to prioritize, you need to learn this lesson, and they forget about prioritizing the relationship. And that just sounds crazy to a lot of parents. When I say you need to prioritize the relationship, they're like, that's nuts. How am I supposed to do that when my kids just punched someone or drawn on the wall or broken, you know, a $600 plate? How do I prioritize the relationship in those moments, or when they've just said, I hate you, I hope you die, you know, how do I prioritize the relationship? And I know it sounds nuts, but it's totally doable. And that's what I teach people in the program, is how to prioritize the relationship, and essentially how to have kids that grow up to be adults that don't have issues or have minimal issues or aren't traumatized by the stuff that's happened to them. And it's just, it's so important. It's such important work for you to do when your kids are young, because it's like prevention with anything. It's like, why do you exercise or eat well? Because prevention, you're trying to prevent illness and injury, right? And that's exactly what I'm trying to do, is prevent illness and prevent injury by teaching you how to raise humans that have regulated nervous systems, that are calm, know how to manage their anger, know how to understand their feelings and emotions, are self-aware, reflective, go on to pick careers that fulfill them and make them happy, get into relationships that are respectful and kind. You know, like, it's just so much of this stuff, I think, is a crazy high expectation to think that we know how to do that stuff naturally, when most of us weren't raised like that. You know, most of us were raised by loving people that just didn't know. They just, ignorance. Our parents weren't malicious. Most of our parents weren't malicious. They didn't know what they didn't know, and they were doing their best. But the problem is, you guys, is like, parenting research didn't really come out until 70s and 80s. Like, it started in the 60s, and then a lot of stuff wasn't really published mainstream until the 70s and 80s, but then put into books, as in like parenting books, that didn't happen until the 80s and 90s. And then even still, it wasn't really mainstream until the 90s or the 2000s. So really, parents that are in their 30s and 40s, we would be kind of the first generation that has access to a lot of the research that has been done on how to raise happy people that are, you know, all those things I just listed, self-aware, self-confident, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it's sort of unfair to like look back at the generations of the past and go, well, why didn't they teach us this stuff? Well, because they didn't know. And honestly, most of our parents and grandparents and great grandparents grew up with a lot of trauma and a lot of helplessness and a lot of poverty and hardship and trauma. And that impacted then how they parented. And so, yeah, a lot of us were raised by rookies, you know, unless your parents were some sort of researchers or parenting experts. It's really hard to say that you were parented in an awesome way. And it's, I don't hate on future generations because I just look at it as you don't know what you don't know. And they didn't know and they were doing their best. And again, raising children through traumas and wars and things is going to change your parenting style because it's going to be more geared towards survival and not really about thriving and, you know, having awesome mental health outcomes. So yeah, this is why I'm passionate about my parenting program. This is why I try to get, I don't know, 95% of the parents that I meet in one-on-one sessions, I try to get them in the program because I know it's what they need. It's just frustrating when parents are like, I don't like doing webinars. I don't really like learning that way. I'd much prefer one-on-one. That just says to me, you want me to spoon feed you and you want to just show up and have me educate you and fix it or tell you how to fix your kid. And I can do that, but you're going to see really slow results. You're not going to get real fundamental change at the root and it's going to take ages. And that's not my job. Like that's your job. It's hard work doing this stuff. Yeah. And I'm not going to spoon feed you because I'm not in your home. I like to really get the benefit of that. You'd have to have me in your house constantly intervening with your kids. And whereas if you listen to the modules, it's like you have me in your house. You have me in your ear all the time saying, do this, don't do that, et cetera, you know? So yeah, that's my rant on the programs and why I think they're way more effective, faster, better for a thousand reasons than seeing me one-on-one in the clinic. And I always say to parents, like, just give it a crack, dude, just sign up for a month. And if after a month it's not working, then cancel. That's fine. I'm not offended. I get it. But know that if you want stuff to change with your kid, it's going to happen from you, not from your kid. And this is a kid at any age. Why? Because you're the grown up. You have a fully developed brain, the cortex, the part of the brain that's responsible for emotional regulation, impulse control, logic, forward planning, consequence, reasoning, motivation, productivity, all that good jazz is not developed in kids' brains, right? The cortex is not fully developed until 25 to 30. So if you have any of those things that I just listed as an expectation for your kid, good luck. If you want them to, you know, manage their emotions better and manage their big feelings better, good luck with that because their brain literally can't. You have to be the cortex. And how is it that like, if you say, so then if maybe you go, oh, well, I'll just send my kid to a psych and the psych can help fix my kid. No, 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 that does not work. It does work, but it's slow because if you think about it, if there's 168 hours in a week, right? If you drop your kid off to see, you know, Marissa, the psychologist who I love, and I send people to Marissa all the time, 1 hour out of 168, that's putting a lot of pressure on Marissa to quote unquote, fix your kid. 1 hour out of 168, are you joking? And then if she sees the kid fortnightly, which since COVID, that's probably the most you could get to see any psych or any play therapist would be once a fortnight. So then now we're talking 336 hours. So 1 hour out of 336, you really think a clinician is that magical that in that 1 hour, they're going to teach your kid that much stuff? Nah, that's dreaming. That's crazy. What's better? Again, this is why I built the program. If I can give you the same tools, the same things that I would be doing in a session with your kid, teaching them how to manage their feelings, how to manage anxiety, how to, you know, navigate conflict with a sibling, all of that stuff. If I teach you that and I give you those tools and then you're implementing them in the home, then dude, that means you're working with your kid 168 hours a week or 336 in a fortnight. It's ludicrous to drop your kid off at a psych and think they're just going to bibbidi bobbidi boo, fix your kid's anger, anxiety, OCD, whatever the thing is, it does not work like that. It just doesn't. It just doesn't. So yeah, if you want to be the catalyst of change in your family, you can, but you have to want it and you got to work at it. Nothing awesome ever in life just comes when you sit around and twiddle your thumbs. You know this. You know that anything meaningful in your life, you had to work for, and you had to work hard a lot of times to get things that are really special and really meaningful. And I don't mean hard in blood, sweat, and tears. I just mean time and effort and giving stuff your attention and giving stuff, yeah, your time and attention. And that's what this program is. Yeah, it's time. Yep, it is time. It is consuming. It takes attention. It takes brain power. Yep. And if you have issues with your kid, then I would imagine you would want to help your kid. And I would imagine that you would want to devote time to that. It's just going to look a bit differently than you think, because most people think it's, oh, Heidi, fix my kid. Or, oh, you know, Marissa, Ann, any of the other clinicians that I refer to, fix my kid. Doesn't work like that. And do you know what? If you go see Marissa or you go see Ann, do you know what one of the first things they'll say to you in the session is? There's this parenting program that a colleague of mine, Heidi, runs that I think you might benefit from. They will all say that because they know that the families that when we've worked together, like when I work with the parents and the parents are doing the program and then they see the kid, that is the sweet spot. That's the magic. And most of them will say, can you do Heidi's program first and then come back and see me with the child, you know, and then I'll work with the child. But usually what happens is a lot of the issues that the child is having, anxiety, ragey meltdowns, sibling conflict, you know, any of that sort of stuff gets improved, like gets so much better. And the problems drop significantly when the parents have been doing the program and implementing the stuff I teach and being more patient and learning how to say this and don't say this when your kid's having a panic attack or doesn't want to go into school. It's just, it's completely different in the home when parents are implementing these tools. And a lot of times they don't need to then take their kid to go see Ann or Marissa for support because stuff shifts when the parents shift. And that's the secret sauce, you guys, is you guys, the parents. That is the magic. It's not changing and doing stuff with the kid. It's you. You have a fully developed brain. You have a bank account. You have a car. You have so much more autonomy, agency, and life experience to help your kid. And beyond that, you have a relationship with your kid that is so much closer, connected, and beautiful than a relationship that your kid's going to have with a stranger, with a clinician, especially if they're under 10. That's so much harder to get that bond going. And then if you go, yeah, well, my kid hates me and doesn't, you know, want to talk to me about this sort of stuff. Well, definitely we need to start there and start shifting things so that we can improve that relationship, because all children want a connection with their parents. You might not think that because of the way things are at, like maybe things are so bad you think they don't, but I promise you they do. I promise you they do. And you know, I have so many adult clients that I see that sob about that, of wanting to have a close relationship with their parents and are sad that they don't. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. I just wanted to make this quick recording because I get this question a lot. Is the program better for me, or is one-on-one sessions better for me? And this is my answer. Rather than saying this again and again, I thought I would just record a thing. So I hope you found this helpful. If you're still not sure, shoot me an email, let me know, and we can talk about it. But I will probably end up saying, just give it a crack and see how you go. Just know that you're going to commit a chunk of time. Pick 10 weeks, 12 weeks that you're just going to buckle down, try to do a module a week. There's 10 modules. Just try to do a module a week of watching the content or listening to the content. There's also worksheets and stuff too, if you like paper, you know, that you can do. You don't have to. It's just sort of supplemental and helps you kind of understand the information and implement it again. And that's it. And then in 10 weeks, you're going to have a completely different kid. You're going to have a transformed family. And then if you're still stuck, then come back and see me. But this is such a great place to start, and it just gets you such quicker results. Anyway, hope that's helpful. See ya.
If you're a parent or a professional who works with children and you want my help in improving things with the kiddos in your life, or if you're simply a human being feeling kind of stuck and maybe kind of overwhelmed, my online programs have lots of resources, transformative content, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and a supportive community. If you want to learn more, just go to HeidiRogers.com. All right, friends, thank you as always for tuning in today. Our time is our most precious asset, so I truly appreciate you sharing your time with me. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of Tell the Others.